It was one of the hot-button issues as the Bush administration took office, but with all that's happened since then, U.S. missile defense plans are proceeding with relatively little fanfare. In December of last year, the president announced his intention to have a basic system up and running as early as 2004. It all means that deployment will begin, even as testing of what promises to be a hugely complex endeavor continues. As Malcolm Brown reports, that approach has done nothing to ease the concerns of critics.
George Bush came to office promising to create an anti-ballistic missile system to protect the United States and its allies from an accidental launch or from attack by so-called rogue nations. Now, 2 years on, it's just one of many priorities being pursued in the broader war on terrorism.
This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland.
Missile defense merited just one short line in this year's State of the Union address.
And this year, for the first time, we are beginning to field a defense to protect this nation against ballistic missiles.
The initial phase includes plans for the deployment of up to 20 ground-based interceptor missiles at two sites, one in California, the other in Alaska.
GT-0, 10.
GBI liftoff on my mark.
The interceptor concept, first tested during the Clinton years, is designed to send what's known as a kill vehicle into space to ram incoming warheads. The decision to move to real deployment has delighted longtime supporters like Frank Gaffney, president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C.
I think it was a smashing idea. My only regret is that the deployment will take longer than I'm afraid we may have to put such a defense into place.
Critics, though, say the whole approach is fundamentally flawed.
If this technology, God forbid, will have to be used one day, a lot of people will die.
Dr. Neera Schwartz used to work as a senior engineer for defense contractor TRW. In 1996, she filed a lawsuit against her former employer, claiming that the company had deliberately covered up major flaws in technology designed to spot real warheads among decoys. Her case was dismissed in U.S. federal court at the end of February, after government attorneys argued that it could threaten national security. Despite that, Dr. Schwartz is pursuing her legal fight, saying that President Bush must be made aware of what she knows.
I heard on TV my president say that he's aware that the technology is not perfect, but they are going to perfect it. The true information does not reach him. There is a shield of lies and protection that prevent my president to know the truth.
Supporters of Dr. Schwartz say that her long-running case remains relevant because the allegedly flawed technology remains at the heart of planned missile defenses. Stephen Young is a senior analyst at the Union of Concerned Scientists. He says that President Bush is more interested in being seen to do something than engaging in a real debate about the technical shortcomings of the emerging system.
This is a long way from a system that's going to be working in any realistic system. It's primarily politics. It's about Bush saying, I can defend the U.S., here's what we've done so far, by conveniently the fall of 2004 when the next election is.
Even if it functions perfectly, the critics say missile defense, as conceived, won't protect against terrorist attack. They point out that it wouldn't have prevented 9/11, nor, they say, would it stop a cargo ship carrying a nuclear device from sailing into an American port, or many other scenarios feared by security experts. Frank Gaffney, who was an assistant secretary of defense during the Reagan administration, doesn't deny that there are other threats out there, but he says that's no reason to ignore the missile danger.
To suggest that there are other ways that we could be attacked is not to address the possibility, and I think a growing possibility, that missile-owning states can be colluding with terrorists, or terrorists can simply be getting their hands on them without the middleman.
Frank Gaffney says the ultimate solution lies above us.
I think in due course you will definitely see weapons placed in space for the purposes of providing missile defense, perhaps anti-satellite or space control functions as well.
Arms control advocates fear what will happen if the U.S. follows that path. Joseph Cirincione heads the Non-Proliferation Project at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington.
And this leads to an extremely dangerous scenario, one where other countries will feel threatened that they will have orbiting battle stations over their territory for the first time. This is why these things were banned by international treaties in the 1960s, to stop this kind of fear, this kind of insecurity, and the consequences that that could engender.
The result, critics say, would be a dangerous international arms race in space, all for a system that, in their view, won't work. The counterargument is that an effective U.S. missile defense with weapons in space would benefit world security. For Common Ground, I'm Malcolm Brown.